This is Southwestern Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline.
West of Grand Canyon Village near Havasupai Point is the trailhead for the South Bass Trail. William Wallace Bass arrived in Williams, Arizona in July of 1883. He and his wife Ada were the first European settlers to raise a family in the Grand Canyon. They were among the first to offer hospitality to tourists, with many camps on both sides of the river. Only 28 miles, but it is about a two-hour drive on dirt roads from the village to the trailhead. Directions and current conditions should be obtained from the rangers. Good maps and a high-clearance vehicle are a must. Even with a four-wheel drive, having chains and a shovel along is a real good idea. Starting from the ruins of Bass's camp on the rim, the trail eases east through the Kaibab Limestone and Toroweep formations, crossing the head of Bass Canyon at the top of the Coconino Sandstone. A short contour to the north brings one to the break in this cliff and a series of switchbacks. Look for Anasazi granaries in the Toroweep Bluff above you before the Coconino descent. Once down through the Hermit Shale, you are on the Esplanade, a wide terrace which dominates the western canyon landscape. Agave roasting pits dot this platform, which has occasional seep springs and tinajas, depressions in the bedrock which hold water or snowmelt for a week or two after a storm. Drinking water in this region of the canyon is notoriously unreliable, so carry plenty and refill whenever you get the opportunity. About 2 miles down the trail, a left-hand fork leads to Royal Arch and Elves Chasm. This hike requires a 20-foot rappel and should only be attempted by well-experienced canyoneers. Stay to the right, across the wide terrace, where you'll find numerous dry campsites appropriate for a small party. Always set your camp on a hardened site where you'll do minimal damage to the soil and plants. When Mount Withawali is to your west, the trail switches back to the south and drops through the Supai Formation. The trail bends back to the north as it follows a fault through the Red Wall Limestone. About 2 miles further on, look for large cairns, first on the west and then on the east, marking the crossing of the Tonto Trail. Another half mile brings you to Bass Tanks and a good campsite. The large plunge pools here can hold thousands of gallons of water when full, but are not spring-fed and can be dry as early as the beginning of May. The only sure water in this area is the Colorado River. A shortcut trail here goes up to the west to meet the westbound Tonto Trail. Below the tanks, the South Bass Trail leaves the stream bed on the northwest side, and shortly one has views of the river. There are also good campsites at the river. A metal boat is chained to the rock above the floodline. Abandoned in 1915, the Ross Wheeler was built by river legend Bert Loper. Hikers should have plenty of extra water in their vehicles when traveling in this remote area and fill canteens whenever the opportunity presents itself. One may not be able to raise a cell phone signal even at the rim, so it is essential to be well prepared. You may be charged $25 for crossing the Havasu Indian Reservation. Have cash. There's no credit card machine out there. Always check with the Grand Canyon Rangers before hiking for current conditions. Tell someone where you are hiking and when you expect to return, and try to avoid hiking alone. Looking forward to seeing you hiking in the remote western Grand Canyon. This has been Southwestern Trails with Eb Eberline.